This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass guy? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
Almost as smooth as Johnny Gill. Almost, but not quite. Roland Martin, what's going on, Roro?
But I'm smoother than you and Rodney Perry.
Hold on. That's what you're not. Because Chip's so cold.
Oh, no, you didn't. Fake ass got win, brother. All right, what up, Skip Muppet?
What's
up? And Rodney Harry, how you doing?
Wow. Hey, hold on. What you're not going to do is mispronounce Rodney Perry's name. You understand me?
Roland Martin. Shout out to South Carolina State. This is something Rodney Perry will never do. I gave a commencement speech on a Saturday. Had a great time there.
That's not true.
Enjoyed it, Sybil. Had a good time.
Let anybody come up there.
Also, yesterday, of course, was at the Selma movie premiere in New York.
Oh, nice.
So had a great time chatting with Oprah and Ava DuVernay, fresh off of her Golden Globe nomination, the first black woman ever nominated for Best Director.
Yeah, wow. Just if you missed it, Jackie Reed had her inside her story on Friday on the Tom Dorner Morning Show, and it was just a wonderful discussion and so, so well deserved.
Wow. For a self-taught director.
Man.
Self-taught. Beautiful. Only directed in 5 years. Bad sister. So thoroughly enjoyed that. So glad to see all of
you. Are you on a walkie-talkie?
Over the weekend. Are you done?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Over the weekend, Congress got together and passed this $1.1 trillion cronibus bill. That's what it's being called. It was some deals being cut between Democrats and Republicans, but a lot of progressives are not happy, Sybil, saying the public got screwed. Lauren Victoria Burke, she's the top editor at Politics365.com, joins us. And Lauren, in this bill, Wall Street got lots of goodies in this bill.
Yeah, well, there was a rule change that effectively deregulated what was worked on in Dodd-Frank, which was consumer protection. Effectively, what this bill has in it is something that makes it easier for Wall Street to trade our money in derivatives, which is exactly the type of thing that got us into the Great Recession and caused the situation where black folks in this country lost half of their wealth through the subprime mortgage scandal. So that of course, was fought against very hard by Congresswoman Maxine Waters and Senator Elizabeth Warren. And I think that, you know, there's not a whole lot in this bill for progressives. It's really, frankly, kind of strange that the Democrats didn't put up more of a fight on this. I mean, there's some big money in here for, you know, there's $1.3 billion in the bill for Egypt. There's $521 billion in military spending against ISIS. But there's not a whole lot that you can point to here for things that happen in the United States that help people here, mom and pop.
Now, President Barack Obama has often talked about the issue when it comes to Pell Grants. But in this bill, and the White House went along with it, they signed off on it, they cut $300 million in Pell Grants.
Exactly right. Is a $302 million cut to Pell Grants. That was another thing that a lot of the Democrats, there was only 57 Democrats in the House who voted for this bill, many of them who did not cite the Pell Grant cut and, of course, the Wall Street rollback as the reason for voting against it. Frankly, I think it's a strange time for the Democratic Party, and at some point they need to decide exactly what type of party they are because they're becoming indistinguishable to the Republicans, particularly in a moment like this.
Nancy Pelosi, the of course Democratic leader, she wasn't happy that the White House basically signed off on this bill. Of course, they were trying to avert a government shutdown. But it was interesting. You had Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters against this bill, but you had Steny Hoyer, who is supposed to be her number two, who was fighting for the bill.
That's absolutely right. You had people who... you had Steny Hoyer, you had Nancy Pelosi effectively just couldn't take it anymore with the Wall Street carve-out. You know, you had the president of Citigroup, Jamie Dimon, whipping the bill to get presidents to get members to vote. Mm-hmm. You had the vice president calling members to vote and admitting on the phone to some of the members that there was a lot of bad things in the bill, but they wanted the ISIS funding. And so somehow or another, it didn't get negotiated. The Wall Street carve-out didn't get negotiated out. They also put a hit on Washington, D.C. with a rider that effectively nullified D.C. voters with their marijuana law, which D.C. voters wanted to roll back. Because
D.C. voters voted 70% to decriminalize marijuana, yet Republicans, because D.C. is not a state, Congress still has oversight. But Republicans, who always talk about states' rights, they basically said, to hell with the will of the voters in D.C., we're just going to override that and say you still can't decriminalize marijuana.
Exactly right. And because of really one member, a Tea Party member from Maryland named Andy Harris, that rider got in. And so, you know, frankly, the Democrats, obviously Eleanor Holmes Norton put up a big fight against that, but she doesn't have a vote in Congress. It is curious to me that the White House would want these types of things in the bill in the first place. The president made the big announcement on December 1st for $263 million in body cameras and police training. That's not in the bill. So I don't know how you somehow are okay with $1.3 billion for Egypt and foreign aid, but you can't get $263 million in for body cameras and police training, and we have 60,000 people marching the streets on this issue. So I'm not sure what the White House strategy is moving forward with these budget bills, but this is a curious moment that I think is sort of worrisome for the next 2 years.
All right, then. Again, so something we'll pay a lot of attention to. I know people just sort of ignore it, but look, when you pass a $1.1 trillion spending bill, it's always important to look underneath to see what's actually in it and what's not in it. So,
but when things are done under the cover of darkness, too, Roland, and in yep. such a quick fashion, it's difficult for us until you bring this to us and break it down.
Yep, and look, bottom line is, and look, I understand that deals are always being made, okay? Democrats make deals, Republicans make deals, the White House makes deals, but it still is important for us. We're trying to send our kids to school, we're trying to get them educated, and I don't care what anybody says, you can't defend cutting Pell Grants $300 million when tuition has gone up 440% in the last 25 years of our colleges and universities. And so the White House, they got some explaining to do when it comes to why they agreed to a cut in Pell Grants when they've been touting that for the last several years. Lauren, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Roland, thank you much, buddy. Who you got on your show today?
We got Rodney Perry on the show. He's in our Black and Missing section today.
Wow.
Oh. Wow. Ooh. Just like your
that's
neck.
My,
cut
that's
him
my name. Wow. Rodney, you ain't got a neck.
Roland Martin's commentary brought to you by TV One.